how bad. You can't imagine me and Caleb having a push cart of this right next to the Alamo.
Can't imagine? I'm 48 hours from getting a fucking text from you that's going to be a picture of the two of you at the Alamo with a tube that's definitely the shape of a condom full of chili that says, come and take it, while you guys have a rack of hanging chili filled condoms called Chili to Go.
Chili to Go, dude. It's
Chili to Go, dude.
It's Chili to Go.
Hey, you look good, dude.
Yeah.
Everybody looks
good. Put me on the preview. Let him see.
Yeah, let's see it in full. I don't look full HD.
Gigantic. Wow, dude.
Man, your shirt's not struggling or nothing?
Yeah, dude. Oh,
shirt's not struggling. Like a young,
what are you talking about?
He's not struggling.
Hey, distressed. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, David.
I like my shirt to look like it's not consensual.
I can put my voice over here. Now that we know he's a real boy, that sponsor, I can put my voice over here and then casually sip him.
I'm definitely sipping my hoist there? During the show.
Hoist this.
Oh, got it, right.
Yeah, squish, hoist.
Squish, whatever.
Can you open the show in Spanish?
Hola, amigos. ¿Qué pasó? Esta es Texas Dave y Caleb y Jared Taylor.
Wow. Wow. What about Italian?
Matarice, molto pampadera, pomodoro, eh?
We're a bilingual show now,
pretty
Caleb.
Pretty good, dude.
They love it, man.
I felt sensitive.
We just got Mario watching now.
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
I think.
Someone speaks Italian, Mario immediately hears it and tunes in.
Let's go!
He's on an airplane, he just smashes the captain's head into the side of the window, and he's like, I gotta watch this right there. He's like, why are you sitting in your seat? You had an iPad.
Like, sir, why does your bag have 30 different turtles in it, and why are they all different colors?
They're all dead.
And they're all dead.
This stinks,
sir,
dude.
You have to feed the sea turtles and keep them in water.
No. This really stinks.
Yeah.
Like, this smells like this smells awful.
Dude, dead turtles for sure stink bad, man.
Yeah, but plus, with seawater, you're talking about, like, old seawater?
Gulf of Mexico seawater.
Oh, come on,
I remember when
Dave.
I first found out there was a beach in Texas, and I was, like, 6 years old, and we went down there, and we got there, and I opened the door, and immediately,
stinky,
I was like,
huh?
Why does the beach smell like that? And they're like, oh, well, it's the Gulf. And I'm like, what the fuck is the Gulf? Is it diarrhea? And
mostly, yeah, it's mostly
if
diarrhea.
If you're going off of looks,
and he's
fucking
like, from Mississippi all the way down to Texas, it's just poo water.
Okay, so we were just talking about this earlier. Like, we haven't been to Corpus Christi yet. Well, at least I haven't. Does it suck?
Like, at all?
I haven't really either.
No, I've never been there.
Well, you have to base it off of, have you been to a beach before?
Yes, I've been to a lot of beaches. So
then that sucks.
So it sucks.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah.
If it's your first beach, you're like, ooh, oh, shit.
Not bad.
No,
if it's your second beach, then it sucks.
Or it's that. If you're like,
oh,
you can
ocean.
Smell, it's not good. Okay. I'll say Mustang Island is lovely, depending on what time of the year you go, which is like South Padre-esque.
Is that the one where they hit cats with hammers?
That's and spring break at the same time, though.
Well, it used to be overrun by wild horses until
they
were all exterminated.
Yeah. They exterminated the horses.
They strangled them by hand.
Is it because the horses were sick?
No, they were just mean horses.
Too many of them.
Horsing around, if you will. And they were like, nope, that's enough of that. We should call this Mustang Island, and we should kill all of them with our bare hands as they strangled. It was 137 horses in 2 days.
Man, what year was this?
1744.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like 2013.
It was 2011. Yeah, it was a big election that year, and the Mustangs were a key issue on the ballot for that.
Nobody
could
live there, dude. Too many horses.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude.
Yeah, there's a developer came in.
You want to talk about random YouTube things I've seen lately?
Fuck, I'm so upset about this. Here I am yet again. I'm in another strange room in your house about to have a conversation that I preemptively regret.
Before you regret it, why don't you pull that mic in just a little closer to you?
There it goes.
Oh,
there she is.
That's nice.
How's that?
That's real nice.
You feel something special,
Oh, man.
Two Daves in a room.
It's tingling down in my pocket.
It is two Daves at the same time.
Oh,
no, we've never done
squish.
This. Dude, it's so good.
Is your hydration suffering? What flavor do we have?
Tropical orange.
Ooh.
I like that if you suck hard enough, it gives you a little kiss back right at the end.
I didn't try that. Wow. Hang on.
Yep.
Between two guys sucking hard enough to have someone
kiss
them back.
Why did that turn you on? Wow. Caleb's desk lifted 4 centimeters.
Whoa, ouch.
It's because the squish, dude, gives him that extra oomph, you know?
Dude, when you're hydrated, everything works better.
What are you talking? Why'd you look at me like that?
That's what it says, dude, right here on the back. When you are hydrated, everything works better. And then a winky face and a finger pointing down.
What? No. But why'd you look at me?
What's in that?
Squish.
Just squish. Ingredients.
Squish. Hydration. It got squish and it got hydration.
It will hydrate and it's made from squish.
It got a satellite for squish. A lid.
Okay.
And then inside it you got a squish.
Well, the joke is though, is we have to bring you in on this joke, is Caleb and I have been consistently just calling Hoist squish, and now we have a lot of people that work for Hoist calling it squish. We're slowly like just rebranding this for them.
Yeah, like Hoist.
Can we get them to change
great.
Our coupon code to squish?
We should.
Squish 20.
Yeah. Like,
why don't we just announce it?
Yeah, Hoist sounds cool and powerful, but like squish, dude.
Get
squished.
It's actually buy five, and if you use the code squish 5, you get a free case. Sixth case.
Yeah.
You're just bullying right them now. Into the coupon.
Yeah,
they're like, shit.
They're like, it's on the internet. We can't not.
I gotta make this deal. Damn it.
We can't clean the internet. It's on YouTube.
It's already done. It's already up. We're done.
The pie people said it. Those guys are known for all of their truths that they speak regularly.
And they wrapped a garage door.
You can't put the squish back in the tube.
No, you can't fit it back in the tube. No, it's too portable.
Once it out.
No, you can't. You can't.
It is good stuff.
That's nice though. Yeah. We should see what other things we can put into a squeezable pouch.
Yeah, I think we came up with one.
We thought
recently.
Of one earlier that was upsetting.
It wasn't. It's
made me feel bad in my whole body.
But I kind of loved it though.
It felt bad. You can't imagine me and Caleb having a push cart of this right next to the Alamo.
Can't imagine. I'm 48 hours from getting a. Text from you that's going to be a picture of the two of you at the Alamo with a tube that's definitely the shape of a condom full of chili that says come and take it while you guys have a rack of hanging chili filled condoms called chili to go.
Chili to go, dude. It's chili to go.
It's
chili
to go.
It's
like Go-Gurt but chili.
Yeah, except warm. Yeah. It's real hot.
It's kind of hot. Yeah,
it's got to be
sometimes
real
the condoms
hot.
Just burst.
Yeah.
And then it sends hot chili everywhere.
You have to sign a waiver before you purchase one in case the condom breaks and it blows that hot chili on your face.
That doesn't work at the Alamo in July. You're going to need iced chili to go with it.
No, dude. When people want chili, they want it piping hot no matter the temperature. Nah, dude, St. Louis proved this.
Chili.
Have you ever been to St. Louis? You don't know where it is on the map.
It's right up next to the St. Louisville Slugger Museum, right?
Yeah,
it must be.
So anyway,
it's where they do the Kentucky Derby.
Chili to go.
And that's where they originally invented horses before they all got strangled on Mustang Island.
Listen, you know who invented horses? Dave Horse. 1975.
But we're going to have to. We're going to have to charge.
The third Dave.
We're going to have to charge quite a bit for these things because Magnum condoms are kind of expensive.
But I mean, think of the quality that's going into this.
Oh, no,
product.
Yeah. It's going to, the price is going to.
You're getting a
reflect.
Magnum condom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're getting a.
That you can use later.
A ballpark Frank 100% beef hot dog.
No, you're not.
In the Magnum, yeah.
No.
Yeah, if
we
use
can't afford that.
Yes, we can.
Have you seen the fucking finances for this operation? We can't afford a ballpark Frank?
Yes,
absolutely
we can.
Not. It's solid Hill Country Fair all the way.
Yeah,
through.
Do you know how much money? We got to start with chili, I think.
You know how much money you have to buy a million hot dogs?
$1 million?
No, $286,000. That's a hot dog millionaire.
What's the package size for those hot dogs?
It's a package of six.
Package of six.
Yeah, you have to $286,000. A hot dog millionaire.
I'm real bummed about this math. Did
Why?
You carry the one on it?
No. A pack of hot dogs.
When's the last time you've done this math? Because groceries have gone up in cost.
Yeah, the last time we did Hot Dog Millionaire, I think, was when we were in my garage on Drinkaboro. So it's been a while.
Yeah, we're probably looking at $600,000 now.
Dude.
Yeah,
I think you're off.
Probably, those
inflation?
Bologna logs have went up a little bit.
The cost of assholes these days.
Bologna logs?
Yeah.
Ew.
Man, that's sometimes what a cheap wiener is.
It's, I can't come back from that.
Just a bologna log.
I can't come back from that. Listen, assholes, I'm fine with, but bologna log, is either that's the name of my new fucking ska band, or we just never say it again.
Oh, you and a band called Baloney Logs? Oh, yeah. Hey, guys.
What's up, guys? We're Baloney Log from Des Moines, and I want to see you guys skanking.
We're from Newark, New Jersey. I want to see you skank the pickle.
It's our newest single, Snail Trail.
Get squished!
You start playing.
No crowd surfing. The chili's hot.
Yeah.
What?
Not anymore, because we've got iced chili. It's another fucking use case for iced chili, dude.
And so you're thinking that we just blend it up like in a Slurpee machine, huh? With
just,
some ice.
Just drop it in a margarita machine.
And just let it do its thing.
With just, ice, just and ice just and wolf sits. Chili.
Yeah.
Yeah, just wolf chili and ice on the counter of a fucking Olive Garden. And it's yeah. the new menu item.
And there's
it's
just flies chili. Everywhere, dude. There's flies. In the spill tray, there's just maggots.
They're served in a bread bowl, but it's just day old bagels, and they yeah. don't even fill up the bottom of the hole. You just put the chili in it, and it's cold somehow in a bagel bread bowl.
Oh God, oh, this yeah, is an awful
dish. You're just
dish.
Walking around I mean, with that, great, dude. You just walk around with this whole bowl of chili.
You got to hold the bagel real close on your palm, and then they just release the cold chili. In. Oh God, you have to walk around holding it. Like this.
It's cold enough
it
to
just
stay.
Leaks.
Yeah, it's cold super? Enough to stay dude. Thick.
Gordon Ramsay would gelatinous. Just smack you in the fucking face with a cricket racket.
Yeah.
You piece of shit. Who the fuck thought this was okay? This is absolutely unacceptable. This better be Coyote brand chili. You're all fucking dead to me.
Coyote brand. Coyote chili.
Fucking Gordon Ramsay going off about fucking chili.
Your chili's not nearly fucking hot enough. You're like, well, that's because it's
well,
cold,
it's cold chili.
Like, there's no such thing as cold chili. Just puts two cans on either side of your face.
Where are you? I don't know.
I don't know. Cold chili. No, you're coyote chili.
Why? I don't understand what's happening. I thought that was good.
And then as soon as the show cuts, he's just sitting in the corner with a bagel eating cold chili eating out cold of it. Chili. You know, yeah, like the whole thing's a show. He
yeah.
fucking loves it.
I love
it.
This yeah. shit.
He fucking loves
no,
it.
No, he just paraded me at it with chili mustache.
He just fucking wrecked our whole cart. Yeah. And made us feel like shit.
Yeah.
And then he opens his mini fridge. He pulls ice cubes out, and they're just chili ice yeah. cubes. And he just drops them in a margarita. Yeah,
Chilarita?
Yeah, Chilarita, dude.
That's tequila, wolf, chili, and ice. You've never done one? God.
I bet we can have one in here in 10 minutes. If we
do you like your
enough.
Chili as a margarita or on the rocks?
I like it as yeah. I like it blended.
Yeah. I just really like the thought yeah, of people having a maxed out condom.
Full
around,
of chili,
like yeah, hanging around their neck, bring,
and it's fogging too.
Yeah, yeah,
it's around the
and
neck.
It's making you yeah. sweat. Yeah. yeah, dude, you're like sweat oh, dripping burning. Down your neck, and just the big straw, like
you
said.
Can see it getting bigger too because the steam is expanding it.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Do you,
air
can you
comes
do like a fresh?
Chili.
Can you do a fresh pull when somebody orders so you can put onions and cheese in the
oh,
reservoir
yeah.
tip mm. first?
Oh, like how you go to like a fair, you can do like the sand art, but it's yeah, different yeah. kinds of chili. You can get all creative with it.
Whoa. Oh, there's multiple chilies?
Dude, yeah. Well, you could do clam chili.
Up. Oh, I haven't had clam chili. And well, when was the last time I was here? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. It's kind of
and we just get Travis wild. To be the spokesman for that, dude. Does a stunt on a motorcycle, pulls a big floppy condom full of chili out of his pocket.
Clam chili.
Slurps it down. Clam chili on the go.
Well, the original Go-Gurt commercials, they're like the kid doing a kickflip, and I was like, wow, I feel so identified and
yeah.
seen.
Yeah, dude.
And
I
now
also,
the new one. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
It's Travis doing a however many backflips he can
but it's
do as
like,
a senior citizen.
It's yeah. like a, it's almost like an uncomfortable helping though.
It's where big.
He's there's like, no, it's like, there's no serving of chili in a
you're
condom
just
that's
gulping,
comfortable.
You're gulping for a while.
At no point
dude.
Am I like, that's the comfortable amount of chili I'd like to eat out of a
yeah.
dick tube. Like,
yeah.
Like, yep. Yeah. That's what I'd like about a teaspoon of spermicidal lubricant in
yeah.
my mouth with my chili at any given
yeah,
time.
Yeah, can you imagine no. tasting that condom taste on your chili?
Yeah.
Well, that's the glory of it. You get to use the condom once you're done with the chili.
True.
You have a cool condom
and it's still lubed.
With chili, with the grease of chili, and then once you take it off, you have a perfectly stained. Dick.
Doubly
it's like
greased.
You've been tanning, dude.
Well, depending on which, I mean, but the thing is, you know, like when you take a condom off, is oh, it's inside out. Now, what happens with the chili? Do you flip it inside out and
yeah,
then you give it
yeah.
to her? Or do you give it to you?
I throw it. I just dude? Run it like just one round through the dishwasher, and then you're good yeah. to go.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it, you just got to play Rochambeau for it, like you know.
Who
real quick, rock,
the,
paper, scissors.
Sorry, one more time. How do you play Rochambeau? I think we do it differently. That was nice.
No, you play Rochambeau to see who gets the chili.
Oh, okay. Oh. I thought we were doing the old Rochambeau. Oh, fuck.
I mean, the chili's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I really
do. I shoot chili thick. Now.
We should set that up the next Bernie fair that they do where they have all the little shops and things. We just have a cart or a tent, whatever. It's just condoms.
Cart
chili.
Or a tent.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Dude, whatever they allow us to have.
Just could be chili on the go.
Chili on the go. Dude,
what if we just set it up right outside the barbershop on Main Street?
Out of the trunk of a 94 Ford Tempo.
A wagon's pretty funny.
It
like
just
a,
pops a, the a radio flyer.
And they're just stacked like a pyramid.
I think you need one of the, like, bulk nut dispensers, and you just have to stretch the condom around it and pull a little lever.
You hold
it's
it.
Just constantly leaking because it's for dry goods. It's never intended to hold chili. It's just dripping out of it constantly into the wagon on a horribly makeshift, like, plywood and 2x4 cart, and they just ask, how much do you want? You rip open a condom.
Say when.
Say when. Blow it out.
Say you're unrolling it right while you're making eye contact.
Yeah.
You're like, hang on, let me get this.
So, you guys live around here? You a little snap.
Yeah, kid with a balloon just can't wait. Like, licking his lips. It's a hot day. I need this hot chili. Cool down.
Did you guys want hot or iced? We have both.
We got both. What? They have iced chili here, Mom.
Did you guys want blended chili? We have a margarita machine. Whoa. It's running off of a
alcoholic
D
chili, dude. Alcoholic chili, man.
Oh God.
That's the
it's
other
just a bottle of Grey Goose mixed in with
a
some chilarita.
It's a chilarita.
It's fucking upsetting.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about it.
We should see how drunk we can get on chili.
We should. And Dave has to judge.
Yeah.
I'm judging right now. But I'm ready.
Yeah.
That Dave, me Dave.
No, this Dave.
Okay.
He's the judge of the drunk chili.
Come on. Let's be honest.
Chili
you're participating.
Yeah, you're participating.
In the fucking chili drinking contest.
So what do we do? Do we make chilaritas?
But what's the, how do you balance the like, the quantity of chili consumed and your blood alcohol content? Because there's like, you have to weigh both factors. It's like drifting. You have like smoke, proximity, angle, you know, figure skating with cars, whatever you want to call it. But it's the same thing. How do you judge? It's like you want to have maximum blood alcohol content and maximum chili intake.
Oh, are you measuring like how much chili we're eating?
And how drunk you get.
Whoa, so I'm doing half and half, dude.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to go
you're
half and half.
You're going 50-50?
Mm-hmm. Your
chili to tequila ratio?
Mm-hmm.
That is dangerous, that's Caleb.
Well, I'm trying to win, dude.
You're irresponsible.
When you want to win, you got to be a little dangerous.
We didn't even set the criteria.
Because
I'm going to win.
Because if I go 10-90,
yeah.
I'm gonna consume way more chili than
he's like, I ate 8 pounds and I blew a point 1-7.
But you're not
going to
be near. I'm going to eat one and I'm going to be fucked up. I'm going to be so drunk, dude. And then I'm going to be hungry because I'm drunk. And then I'm just, I can just eat chili for the rest of the night.
Yep. Oh, well, God. It runs through you so quickly.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
the cycle by like, which the chili goes in?
He gets so drunk and passes out what this room looks like the next day after
he's having a chili.
I'm just laying here face down, blasting chili from every hole. Yeah.
It's just all on that wall.
Yeah, I'm just
everything
spinning
behind
in a circle, dude.
Yeah. Everything behind you looks great. I'm getting a call from my lawyer. They must have overheard the.
Yeah, they're like, stop.
Immediately they're like,
no.
Going into the chili talk.
That's not
going
to work.
Do the chili talk. I mean,
you think we could have a stand at like the next event at Rally Ready?
Yeah.
Actually, that's a perfect debut.
That's where people want chili on the go, dude.
Yeah.
When they're working hard behind that wheel, dude. Yep.
Dude, well, I've just had the race of my life, but there's only one thing lacking.
Dude.
I need chili, and I need it now.
But I've got
it's your chili. When do you need it?
But I've got another race in 1 minute.
Yeah,
I'll never be able to.
We bring the chili to you.
Yeah,
so they're in the driver's seat. 877 chili now.
And it's just him, and he gets out like he did. He's like really nice shot, all sweaty, like slinging his hair around. He's like, I just won the big race, but I have another race next. And I wish I had chili. And then like, well,
no, it's like,
and then a flying, flipping condom,
and he just catches it.
You catch it, and then it stretches all around in your hand, all goofy. And you're like, whoa,
and he just bites into the side,
right in the middle.
He just starts sucking, he bites it, he's just like.
Wow, it's exactly what I needed. I've got the power.
Popeye mode.
It shows the car jump.
It wrecks.
Just chili splattering out of the window. There's fucking chili everywhere.
There's a camera inside. You're just puking inside of your helmet. And you red.
Squibs. The co-driver's trying to read notes. He's all six left over.
Chili slime.
Blood coming out of his eyeballs. Just blood pouring out of the eyeballs. Oh, fuck. The door flies off and you're chili and blood. Oh, fuck.
That's excited. The commercial, dude.
I love it, dude.
We need to shoot it. Yeah. Let's get him on the phone. Right, let's get Wolf on the phone. Let's
yeah.
do it.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to put him back on the map.
Can we pitch him on Coyote Brand Chili? See if they'll let us do a subset.
Yeah. Yeah. That way they're not in any kind of trouble.
Yeah. Be like, listen, we want to include you guys. It's like sort of inferred marketing for you guys, but like it's just other brands of dogs, you know?
Other like feral dogs.
Yeah, Wolf's not a feral dog. You know. Potato, tomato, you know. All right.
You guys get it.
So we need to take. We're gonna put your chili in a condom. We're gonna call it Coyote, and then a race car driver's gonna fucking eat it through the middle of the condom, and it's gonna fucking blood will be shooting out, and he's gonna do a backflip, but then he's gonna land and he's gonna die.
What?
Do you guys know how to market things?
Yeah.
You're in the middle and just squeeze both of you.
It's just a volcano of
Whoa, did you see that? Billy just shotgunned that whole tube of chili.
It's like an accordion. And it just shoots down your mouth. It's like coming out your nose.
It shows a cross section of like an x-ray. It shows the chili just going vertically in your stomach.
It explodes. It just explodes. And it hits the face and splatters. It's just like arterial spray in the wall behind
chili
you.
Chili coming out of your eyes.
Oh, fuck. God, I'm so horned up right now.
A lot of you may know that over the years, Evan Hafer gives me a lot of hell about my weight. And after about a decade, I figured it's time to do something about it. Now with Mark Wahlberg, one of the greatest men of all times, all over my gym, I don't lack the motivation, but I do lack the structure. And our next sponsor, the Fitbod app, is here to give me that structure. Since it's been so long since I've seen the inside of a gym, I don't know anything about working out anymore, but this app tailors the workouts to my weight and the target goals that I have. And every day it changes it so I see consistent progression. I'm now on day 8 of using the Fitbod app and I'm already seeing results. So download the app and join me in not being a fat piece of shit. It's never been easier to get the results you've always wanted. Check out Fitbod at fitbod.me/timeforpie and get 25% off your subscription. That's fitbod.me/timeforpie.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
We just talked for 20 minutes about chili.
That made me feel
in
something.
A condom, dude.
That was nice, dude. That was nice.
That was good.
David, really are we still upsetting. On there?
Unfortunately.
If you're in your car right now, just take your hands off the wheel. Yeah,
pull over for a little bit.
Rub one out. Yeah. And stop at your nearest HEB for some Coyote brand chili.
On the go.
On the go, race travel car drivers. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 9 out of 10 race car drivers lost their lives while eating Coyote brand chili.
This chili's haunted.
Whoa. No way.
That's just a whole new part of it.
And it's got, dude, you got to put prizes in each of the chili tubes, like a Cracker Jack box. There's like a toy soldier with a bayonet.
I pull a pony out. You have the hair of it.
The
there's a whole pony in here.
Oh, man, this is so sweet. It's just a little plastic fucking army men with bayonets just stabbing your cheek.
Oh, my God.
Fuck me.
Yeah, if we can get that in HEB, we're fucking set,
I'm
dude.
I'm upset right
and,
now.
And this conversation's been brought to you by
they're like, absolutely, I mean, it has not. We had nothing to do with it. We do not approve it. Fuck no. And you cannot get a free case when you buy 5 and use code SQUISH5, which you can, in fact, get.
You
put
can.
Put that in and check out. It's approved. I just got the text. We're dialed, dude. Yeah.
They said,
SQUISH5.
It's up, dude. They've been working all day.
They're just like a fireworks stand. They're like, buy one, get 20 free.
What?
Use code SQUISH5 at checkout. Yeah. They're like, oh, fuck. Somebody's actively reviewing your contract and then finding out that you don't have one.
They're like, wait. Hang on, who are these guys? Why are we sending them all this?
I don't even think we sent them this. Oh, fuck. So chilly.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the business, dude. We're going to be freaking rich.
It's horrible.
I mean, do we need to be concerned about getting some sort of bulk buy on condoms?
Yeah, we got to figure something out because that's going to be our biggest money loss.
CondomDepot.com.
That's going to be pretty gnarly.
Yeah. CondomDepot.com.
Or maybe we just start building our own.
Got those one. Building?
Do you know?
Like, we're going to Lowe's. They're going to get a truck full of lumber and a bunch of laborers and be like, hey, come on. They're like, que bueno. You're like, come on, trabajo. Yeah, sí, trabajo. Que trabajo. You're like, as I say, con carne, chile con carne.
No. Give me all the latex and twine that you have. We're making condoms.
Yeah. Me and Caleb bought 88,000 pounds of rubber gloves.
Yeah. We're stretching them and sewing them together.
A bunch of glue sticks, just cutting them and trying to glue stick them into a tube.
Chili leaking out of all of them. Like just random like little holes everywhere.
Oh my God, that would be a mess.
12 day laborers just hiding in a room with no windows.
Sewing condoms together.
We made a mess with chili last weekend.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, you did. You did.
It was a lot. Where this
came from.
Like, I mean, we reached into that thing.
You guys committed so well to that.
Yeah,
bit,
we
though.
Did. I was laughing so hard while we were doing it. I inhaled like a large chunk of meat.
I breathed chili.
And I was like coughing for the rest of the night. And I could feel, every time I could feel just like a little piece of chili moving around.
Yeah. The chili coughs is common.
Yeah, dude. We've all like, been there, when you dude. Inhale We've chili. All been there. Yeah, I'm sure many of our listeners have had the chili coughs.
Every
dude.
Time.
Yeah. When you accidentally inhale chili while you're making a chili related
hand.
Video.
Yeah.
In the front yard for Halloween. I'm sure many people relate
do
to
it,
that.
Dude.
Happens
all
the time, dude.
Can I get some chili in the chat, please? Yeah. Can I get some chili in the chat?
Chili's in the chat, dude.
I remember when I landed my first kickflip, you know, first thing I did is I went and got 3 chili dogs. And then you gotta try.
Yeah, you just inhale.
You watch the Nathan's fucking competition. Oh, and you're like, I could beat him. Easy. What's that guy's name? The reigning
Kobayashi?
There's another
there's a new guy,
generic white man.
Yeah, he's been around for like 5. He's won the last like 5.
More than that, I think.
I should know.
Yeah.
You should.
I should sponsor him.
I turned to Caleb and immediately realized that.
Wait. Actually, it's him that knows.
No, this is the
Joey
is the
Chestnut.
Yeah, there it is.
Joey Chestnut. Wow.
Joey Chestnut.
62 dogs in 10 minutes.
How many times has he won?
How do you
9 straight times.
Yeah, 9 straight.
How do you have room in your body for 62 hot dogs?
And they're not chewing that shit.
We need to see what
62
hot dogs
look like. Is it just dogs or is it buns too?
No, and bun.
And buns, dude. They're not chewing none of that shit, too.
And then they dunk the bun in water.
So it's just like mush, and they're slurping down mush.
Still, dude, that's 62.
Slurping down mush. That's track 2 on my new ska band's album. Slurping down mush.
I got to give Joey his credit. I fucked that up. It's a record 16th time.
Yeah, that feels
good. Wow.
What?
It was on the women's side that someone won it 9 times in a row.
16 times.
Janice Chestnut.
Imagine every year you put yourself through that.
Every year for 16 years. How early do you start training to
how much does
absolutely
a single
rape
hot
and pillage
dog
your body with 60 fucking whole unchewed hot dogs? They're just perfectly stacked
just
like a tree
wet,
farm, dude.
It's just wet hot dogs that you're just mushing down
it
your mouth.
It just looks like a log mill inside of your fucking guts. They're just all they just perfectly stack in your guts. And then each one, he just... You just got your little bun dunking station. You're just 62 dogs
it's
later.
Awful, dude. You think he uses his lungs too? You think he sends some down to the lungs?
Yeah, of course.
Like the stomach's
he
too full.
Him in his lungs.
He goes and he has a way to
He's
get them out.
How to
later.
Breathe around
this
the dogs.
This is the patented Joey Chestnut LDS, the lung dog storage device.
What?
Yeah, nobody's ever learned to store dogs.
It's a little
lungs,
clip in your throat
that diverts it.
Yeah, diverts the dogs to your lungs.
It's Bluetooth though. He has a trainer. He's just like,
he can switch.
Turn the lungs on. Turn the lungs.
He did 6 pounds. Flip the lungs. Oh shit!
Dude,
chamber 2 is full.
I gotta look this up. I want to see how much one hot dog weighs.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to find like a regulation
dude,
hot dog.
That's regulation. He's putting
what is the regulation?
60 hot dogs. I mean, with buns. Man,
it's got to be a Nathan's hot dog.
He's got. That's about it. He's got a good eight-ish pounds of hot dog inside of him.
You think it's eight?
Okay, 1.6 ounces times 62. So let's do that. Let's do that.
Like, I'm looking 60. At the Wikipedia, and it's like they're trying to make it so professional. Like you can get like yellow carded. Or, like, completely kicked out if you throw up.
Okay, so it's 158 ounces.
Oh, wow.
So how many ounces are in a pound?
Well, 132 16? Is a gallon, so...
Well, no, that's, no, that's like, a different kind of ounce.
That's a different...
Wait, divided by 16. That's 9 pounds... Almost 10 pounds of hot dogs.
That's just wiener,
just
right?
Just the hot dogs.
So, buns, dude. Your
bun has to be... 12?
What is it? What is a... That's a fat newborn baby.
Dude, he's 12 to 14.
Fat newborn baby, dude. He's eating a very, very fat newborn baby.
In 10 minutes, you've gained 14 pounds.
God.
That's several children.
That's
several newborn babies.
This scares me.
Yeah.
What kind of pain do they go through after that, dude?
I don't know.
Do you think they go barf after this?
No. He's got he does it the natural way.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like,
I wonder if he has to use a porta potty, though. When you're passing 16.
Why would it have to be porta potty?
You're passing 16 pounds of food.
Yeah.
What's going to. Unless you're using one of our double bowls.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because we invented the extended bowl, deep bowl toilets. Yeah, the DBTs. For people that really, have volume.
Yeah.
You know?
So you don't think he, like, once he's done, he's like, all right, I'm going to get barf now.
No. He, like, just,
I don't know if that would be
just
fun.
He just sits on the double bowl and fucking prison flushes the whole time.
Dude, there's no way, that's got to be so much damage on your body.
Maybe he jumped dumps.
That sounds like even more damage.
Maybe he what?
He jump dumps.
He jump dumps 16 pounds of hot dogs out of his
You've
ass.
You've never done it?
Oh, it's been a long time.
Ready, and you jump up in the air, and when you land,
you just right on the downstroke.
Yeah.
Where do you just onto the ground?
Yeah, no, in a toilet.
No, it's not going. It's not going in a toilet when you do that. That's all over the place, dude.
Can you like preset the prison flush so you like you get it going and right on the swirl you're on the ground and you like you leap up. You've got grip tape on the bowl and bam, you land right on the bowl and poof.
Did you just patent a new design for people that do hot dog eating contest toilets?
Yeah,
dude, you should start this company and invest a lot of your money in it.
Yeah,
can you imagine?
Good thing I don't have any. That's gonna work out well.
The TAM. For this,
yeah.
How many people enter hot dog eating contests every year?
I mean, we got Joey Chestnut.
Yeah,
we got Janice Chestnut, his aunt, who's won nine the women's side nine times. We've got.
Is that real?
Jezebel Chestnut
is really his aunt who won.
No, we don't know who that is.
I was like, what?
The reigning champion women though has won nine times in a row, but Joey,
yeah,
that's a whole 16. That's 16 years.
I guess so.
There's a child driving now that was born when Joey won his first.
Who of all people has been driving, who has been alive for.
Hashtag.
Yeah, no, there are people who have been alive and driving for six, who are now driving.
Yeah.
Who when Joey Chestnut won his first bologna log internal stacking contest.
Yeah.
Ran the bologna log mill.
So the overall record is 62. That's like the most he's done. That's not the most recent.
But that's
recent.
Joey's record.
Yeah,
that's
Joey's. I wonder what his first record was. Like, did he start at like 30 and then he's stretched it to there?
Like, you know what?
I'm going to do 30. Like 12.
I'm going to do 30 more.
Yeah.
Looks like 66 is like his all-time best.
Oh, it's 66.
Wow.
Not 62.
How do you train? Like, at what point in the year or in your life do you start training?
Do they do that regularly? You can. There's like a little documentary on YouTube or something following these guys, and they just like every like few days they do goal where they just eat a fuckload of like pie or cheeseburgers or like whatever just to like practice stretching that shit out. Yeah.
Oh, this dude just eats everything. Like, there's pictures of him at the 2012 National Buffalo Wing Festival.
Dude,
the 2012 Poutine Eating Festival.
Poutine?
Uh-oh.
You're eating fries and mashed
gravy,
potato
and gravy
and meat.
Are you making gravy tonight for the lamb?
Probably not.
Oh, come on.
I might. I've got some béarnaise I could make.
See, that's yeah. Gravy the spirit.
Lamb is my yeah. other ska band. Yeah.
Gravy Lamb?
Yeah, Gravy Lamb.
Yeah. Caleb had heart gravy.
Heart gravy?
Yeah, it's a condition.
With heart.
I was going to say, heart gravy is my hair metal band, for sure.
Heart gravy.
See, heart gravy!
Yeah. My metal band was Bitch Dumpster.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. You can all go fucking kill yourselves. Yeah. Bitch Dumpster.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we're Bitch Dumpster from Mustang Island, Texas. And I don't know what the fuck this song is called because it's being played on an iPod.
Who has an iPod?
I can't tell you what this song is called because I don't name my songs.
Oh, fuck. Bitch Dumpster.
There is a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
That's so upsetting.
What, doesn't it sound like a metal band? Yeah, like it has sounds... a very, it has one of those logos that you can't read. You're yeah, like, you gotta, what like, word is that?
Angle. Yeah, you like flip it up.
It's like one of those seeing eye posters. You just stare at it for like 2 minutes and you're like, does that say Bitch Dumpster? It's Bitch Dumpster. Yeah. It's definitely
no way.
Bitch
that's right.
Dumpster.
There's no way.
Literally,
that's
you have to read any metal show poster. Yeah. You're like, who's playing? Ah,
yeah. Dude, Carrot Bandana.
Barbed Wire Nightmare.
It's Bitch Dumpster. Yeah. Horse Tranquilizer. No, it's they all say Bitch Dumpster. Actually, they couldn't get any other bands to play.
Beast Bastard.
Bitch Dumpster four times.
Oh dear.
Fuck. Bitch Dumpster opening for Bitch Dumpster. Fuck.
Oh, dude, we couldn't spend a lot of time on our logo, so
we just had AI do it.
There is a fun band going back on tour recently. I don't know if you guys are going to go to that concert. You know I'm gonna say. Are you going to come?
I'm not. I was on the text.
You're going to come.
Oh, did I respond to the text?
It's because you were so excited, probably.
Oh, no, not at all.
Creed's going back on tour.
I knew it. Why did I fucking know it was Creed?
Creed.
Why did I look at you?
Back on tour.
The discomfort I felt when I looked at your body. Your aura shifted. Your aura went.
Yeah, you can feel it, dude. But them, it's those Three Doors Down, Switchfoot.
It would be.
And like a couple other bands of that era. Just all going on tour together, dude.
I mean, I would go just... I've never seen that many pair of dudes kiss before at once.
Yeah, we could all go and kiss, dude.
Awesome.
It'd be fine.
It's cold. You have to kiss to keep warm.
That's how you stay warm as kissing.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I didn't think you'd go for it.
I sent you that last night.
It's so upsetting.
It's cold.
Your hand is so warm. Your finger
it's
was
the hydration,
so warm.
Dude. Yeah, dude. It's the hoist.
Yeah.
I'm hot.
The squish has got your fingers.
Gets that
like a
blood
laser.
Flowing quick, man. When all that water's in your blood, it flows quick.
It does. That amplifies your
I sent him a movie trailer last night, and he was like, remember, man, it's cold tonight. You have to kiss to keep warm. And the two dudes just kissing it to him. Like, you feel any warmer? He goes, kind of.
It's so good.
What is it? The emu? Fucking the
emu
war?
Emu war. Yeah. Got to kiss to stay warm. Is it feel like it's working? I don't know. Kind of. So good. Fuck. There's a routine I have in the morning, which is wake up, try not to touch your phone first thing, because you know that within 30 seconds of that, either a text or an Instagram DM from JT is going to ruin your whole fucking day. The whole day. Because it's going to be either emu war with dudes kissing to stay warm, or it's going to be fucking 9/11 gay dad, or it's going to be something that I can't fucking come back from. Fuck,
your explanation of 9/11 gay dad was probably one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Fuck.
You were like, I have no idea how to feel right now.
I mean, because the thing that's so fascinating about it is you watch it and you're like, fuck, there was a lot of fucking people.
There's a lot of work.
And there's a lot of conversations.
What is this?
You've never seen the video?
Like, no, I've not seen that.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Is it a movie?
It's a trailer.
Should we get a live reaction to you watching 9/11 Gay Dad?
100%. Because it's fucking, pull it up. Because everybody out there right now, this is one of the most hidden things on YouTube. It has only 50,000 views.
It's fucking...
It's great.
Before you watch it, no, I like. Fuck, I'm having a fucking existential crisis thinking about it.
Official trailer. Okay.
There's
nothing
to describe, and there's nothing you can. There's no way to like.
You need
like,
the audio.
Right, so here's
on.
What you're about to see.
Okay. Okay.
You need the audio.
But you can't fucking. Yeah.
All characters and events in this work are fictional.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. He's watching 9/11 Gay Dad for the first time. Let's see. This is one of those things that you send like 80 of your friends once you see it.
Yeah.
When did
this
come out?
Or a whole fuck ton more than that. I'm excited to just.
Being a gay
watch.
Dad is hard.
Nathan, get your shoes on. You're going to be late.
But it's even harder.
I don't want to go to school. All the kids make fun of me.
When you're 9/11.
We can't have this fight every day. No one's gonna make fun of you. Now put on your shoes and get in the car.
No! Oh, you're so gay.
This Hanukkah.
Happy birthday, 9/11.
Get ready.
Keep your elbow up, Nathan. Elbow up.
For an experience.
Get out of here, you little mutt.
You'll never forget.
Funnier than the original.
Excuse me.
9/11 Gay Dad.
Now that's what I call an inside job.
Did you see how it fit? Of his soul leave his body. I just watched Caleb die. Like, legit, did you see that? Like,
that's not even what I like expected at all.
You get it? No, like, you get it now? There's like a part of your fucking soul. There's two parts of your life. There's before you saw 9/11 Gay Dad, and there's after you saw 9/11
like
Gay Dad.
I would have never thought that was going to be what that was at all. Like, I just thought it was going to be about a gay dad during 9/11.
Do you feel a little bit uncomfortable?
I mean,
and
yeah,
like,
I'm very,
and I,
like,
I understand.
Yeah, there's
where
a lot
I'm
of
sitting.
Questions for sure.
Like, I get where I'm sitting, and I understand the context of asking anybody in this room if they feel uncomfortable after watching a YouTube video. But like, there was a moment there where I felt like I just like you were. It was like the. It was definitely the like faces of death, like. The moment that the beheading happens, I watched that on your face.
You're
a little chunk like of your like, oh, can't unsee or unhear that.
Wow.
That's yeah.
Yeah, that's not what I was thinking was gonna be at all. I was like, okay, this sounds like this could be funny, but that's not what I figured at all.
Look
the
how kid, much
the,
work
the son the whole time was like rolling his eyes.
Dude, look how much work went into that.
That was a lot. That like, was
and
a, and that's
that,
a good animation.
That, it's an incredible
it's that
like
dude's
the production
real
value.
Name and contact info.
Dude, I can't uncross my arms or uncross
well,
my butthole.
Yeah, make
now.
Sure you watch that, guys.
Or don't.
Go watch 9/11 Gay Dad.
Don't.
It's a cartoon, so you'll know when you find it. That's the one.
Trailer, official trailer.
Yeah, official trailer.
That guy shopped that, by the way.
To who?
That, your guess is as good as mine.
Like, he went around town trying to, like, use that as a pilot?
I mean, that's what it was. It
like,
was a
imagine,
trailer.
He goes in and is like, welcome to Netflix. What do you have for us today? And he's like, throw it up on the big screen, Albert. And he fucking
just get it going.
Yeah.
I like to think he went in with something else. Like, give him something you know they're going to say no
hey, you
to.
You guys got anything else?
Yeah. What's the...
Actually.
All right. Well, I've been saving this for someone special. It's called 9/11 Gay Dad.
You guys look like you like to fucking party. You guys ready for this shit? Did. Check this. Is there like a Netflix 2, like an FXX equivalent? Like, you guys got some like darker shit?
Yeah,
you put
Netflix
like,
after
I
want to
watch the Where Is He Now?
Yeah, fucking unbelievable.
And there was a team of animators that got a script, and they were like, here's what you do in this season.
I feel
they
dirty
went,
again.
I liked how there were tiny people.
No, I didn't. I didn't fucking like it
that
at
was,
all, dude.
That was a good addition.
Like what really yeah. said it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming the inside
soon.
Job accurate. Joke. That was
yeah,
a
yeah, that was
good.
Oh, shit.
I feel gross again.
Yeah.
Having watched that.
I get it.
I don't feel good about much. Oh, fuck.
What else do I send you?
Well, I sent you because
you just showed KJ our entire chat.
Oh, poor kid, dude. He turned 20, and it was like a rite of passage. It was like the birds and bees conversation. I was like, let's just scroll up, and he's like, eyes kept getting bigger and bigger, and then he kind of was like, looked away, and just kind of looked off into the distance, and couldn't really tell what he was focusing on, and then just kind of left the room. And I don't know if he'll ever make eye contact with you again.
Yeah.
You're like, poor well, kid.
That's every morning.
Well, I'm an adult now.
It is every morning.
Yeah.
What was the fucking... Speaking of fucked up animation,
What was the one I sent you? The fucking Kanye West's Comedy Central puppet show? Oh, the puppet
show? Yeah, it was like, called Gator Boots.
Yeah, Gator Alligator Boots.
Alligator
yeah.
Boots.
There's Kanye West had a pilot for a puppet show, like a full-on Muppet
like Jim
style.
Henson's
yeah.
Muppet style thing, but it was Kanye's show called yeah. Gator Boots.
Called Alligator Boots. Yeah. And it's like there's some like Sesame Street meets Chappelle show meets God only knows whatever the fuck it was supposed to be.
It was
and
people that made Crank Yankers.
That's what it was. And that was where he met Kim Kardashian because he was like, oh, we should get her on the show because I want to meet her. And so he met Kim Kardashian by having her be on his puppet show. Can you imagine being like, I don't know how to talk to girls. Tell them to be on my puppet show.
So I'm gonna come see my puppets.
Yeah,
my puppets.
Come talk. Yeah.
He essentially watched Crank Yankers and then was like, I want to make my own puppet show called Alligator Boots, and it's. Fucked up.
It's fucked, dude. Again, I'm in the arms crossed fucking discomfort. Dude. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. Well, you can't really. There's no like the pilot doesn't exist. You can't see it, so you can just find weird
snippets. Like we found it behind the scenes. Like of.
Yeah, it's.
It was.
It's bizarre.
It was something else. Yeah. Okay. But like, what's funnier is okay. I hope that you're looking at some of the accounts of these things that I share to you. Like one of them 100%. Is like one of the repeats that I always is cum gult, like CUMGULT.
I like to look at them and I like to imagine what's happening in your life in the exact moment that you send me your like cockbusters fucking blockbuster weird fucked up film covers that like you're just sitting there you're shitting or you're. You know, waiting on your food to cook,
driving.
Or you're driving, or you're just bored in the middle of like a meeting. You know, people are talking about fucking acronyms and shit, and you're like, "Oh man, look, they remade Public Enemy, but it's Public Enema, and this guy's coming in this other dude's mouth." And you're like, forward, and then you're like, oh, "Dave, Kayla, you know, like who all gets it? You know, like
just you actually.
Cum. Yeah, it's like they're individually curated. You know, oh, this one's got so much cum in it. Caleb made this one. But,
no,
oh,
this one. If I'm going through, I'm like, oh, that's fucked up, Dave. Yeah, whoa, good, real good, fucked good. Up, Dave. Oh, super fucked up, Dave. Yep, oh, yep. A bean joke, Caleb.
Oh, fuck. We're all going to get the chili ones now.
Yeah. Fuck. I mean, Shithead Steve made a meme a few days ago that was literally a chili bowl that was like only one scoop.
I saw that.
Really?
I was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I had sent you, and you were like, they deleted it. I was like, dude, they fucking took our joke.
Like, literally the day after.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I good. Had seen one before we made our video. I saw one that was like hot dog wieners. It was like take yeah. one. Yeah. I was like, man, that needs to be a video, but like something messier.
Yeah, yeah. Way messier.
Yeah.
It's way funnier. Yeah. Chowder, clam chowder, red clam chowder.
Oh, what?
With onions. That's right.
What
and
makes
a little
red?
Cocaine.
The kids will enjoy it.
Yeah. Wow, that was a great ninth birthday
party. We're
going to
buy a 2001 Hyundai Sonata and then hit a home run at my child's baseball game.
Do you guys know what the fuck's going on? Nah. Okay, good. Phew, I feel better. Oh, my lawyer's texting me again. Get the fuck out of that room as quickly as possible. Yeah. I'm going to firebomb it in 30 seconds. Wow. Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's time.
Listen, I'm off the rails now.
Yeah. Is it off the rails means you're doing less cocaine or off the rails?
I don't know what that phrase even means.
They're doing a rail.
You know that? I didn't even know what. Shit, I forgot.
You didn't know.
There was a word. There was a word, a skeet skeet. I didn't know what that meant.
What?
I just thought that meant what's up.
Oh, skeet skeet.
For a long time.
What up, bitch? Skeet skeet.
No, anytime anybody would be like, hey, I go skeet skeet.
Until when?
Katie was asking one time, like, why are you sending everybody skeet skeet? I'm like, doesn't that mean, like, what's up?
You mean, like last week or, like, 2015? Like, what are we...
Yesterday.
I genuinely don't have any context for the scale of time.
Yeah,
which
it was, like, it was like 2014 or 15.
Okay, that's, yeah.
Right. Or 16. Somewhere
it feels
around
like about 18, as long
20,
as it
somewhere around there.
It was somewhere around there.
It was, like, somewhere
I just didn't
before
know, I
after
thought
the pandemic, yeah. You know, maybe now.
I thought it meant what's up.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What does it mean, Jared?
I was told it means coming.
This is sick. I feel like we're playing truth or dare now.
Does your dick have the bit on the end that looks like a mushroom or not? Because my uncle's does.
What?
And if he squeals on it real hard, then a mushroom comes out of it. What? And then if he pulls on it a lot, oh, God.
The goo comes out. Yeah.
And then he says, skeet, skeet, like the Little John song. Yeah. And then I run, and he chases me. Ah! Yeah.
He made me glue a bunch of them metal jacks to a ping pong paddle and smack them in it.
What are you guys doing after this? Like now.
We're going to have some lamb.
Yeah, we're doing lamb.
I'm real hungry. I've had too much squish.
Yeah, just all hydrated as hell, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it, dude.
We got to...
Your color changes when you get juice. Yeah,
the blood flows.
We juiced, man.
He gets fucking juiced so hard. He's got the conch shell over here.
I don't know how to use it. Do you know how to use one of these?
I read that fucking book where the kids were trapped on the island. And
was that the
Lord of the Flies?
Island of the Blue Dolphins?
Lord of the Ring. Yeah. And then,
it wasn't Island of the Blue Dolphins?
The kids were like, we gotta work together. And then Princess Leia threw the sword in the fire.
Yeah.
And then Frodo was like, stick your dick in this ring and you'll be invisible.
What fucking movie was this?
It's a good one, dude.
Yeah.
You need to check it out.
Yeah. What is it?
I think it was like a Family Guy spinoff.
Yeah.
It was animated for sure.
Yeah. It's cool. But then that one kid pushes that rock and it smushes the other kid.
Has anybody seen that new South Park that everybody's talking about?
I've not seen it.
The one where they're making fun of Disney?
No, I've not seen it.
Damn it. I want to see it.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to watch
it right now.
I don't know where you watch South Park anymore.
Yeah. Probably HBO.
What?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
On the app, Central.
I think
it plays on Comedy Central, but I think you can watch it on HBO.
Interesting.
So we were at Fantasy Fest.
Whoa.
Yeah, tell me about your trip I wasn't invited to.
Yeah.
What? We went to Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, America's Flaccid Penis. Classic.
Well, we went to Key West.
Yeah.
Oh, the little
America's
the
little drip drip.
The little drip drip.
The little skeet skeet.
Yeah, the old prostate exam.
We were there apparently at the nation's top.
America's pre-cum.
Oh,
that's
God.
The new tourism slogan. Welcome to Key West, America's pre-cum.
Oh, God.
It's not full cum. It's just like the clear stuff around.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't sometimes worry, there's it'll no get little you swimmers in there. It's just to get your old lady juiced up.
Everybody said it was some orgy festival.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was more like going to it. It was more just like a big Halloween.
Yeah, like thing. Adult Halloween.
Yeah, like adult what Halloween.
Like extra
it's Fantasy Fest.
Yeah, just extra horny Halloween. Like
yeah,
and it was. Know, we were expecting, we were like, what? Hallway. This sounds cool. A lot of hot girls that are just naked in the street. Okay. Like, we'll look.
In theory.
But it's mostly old people.
It's always anything dudes. That ever is ever advertised
a
you ever
lot
anticipate
of old
is like,
dudes.
Dude, we're going to show up and there's going to be some fine ass honeys with their tits out. And we're just going to be fucking, we're going to swing our dick and we're going to hit some fine fly ass ladies. And then you swing your dick and there's just five other helicopters.
You're just hitting a bunch of, it's like a rat king. You just get all dicks tied up with a bunch of other old men. You're stuck together.
Oh.
But, it was pretty intense. Like, a lot of old men. Just completely naked or just a tiny little
there's like 70,000 people on Duval Street.
Yeah.
So, like, to walk is, like, it's hard.
Hard.
And, like, and then, like, in the epicenter of, like, the middle of the whole thing, there was, like, the Westboro Baptist Church with, like, speaker boxes and giant crosses and, you know, God hates homos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they're yelling at people, like, over the microphone. And then, of course, people are, like, in their faces, like, and they're like, repent, repent. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Engaging with them is like engaging with any comment section.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
This is,
But I was asking him, I was like, was this, like, on their calendar? They're like, oh, I can't wait to go. Tell all the Fantasy Fest patrons that they're going to hell.
I want to see the Westboro Baptist Church. They're like Asana. They're like Monday.
Yeah, it's like a project.
All laid out. They're like, hey, they're like, you know, have you guys tried Trello? We should switch over to Trello. I feel like our project planning will be significantly more efficient.
We hit Mardi Gras this year. We had a lot of good traction last year.
Is purple mean that we hate? Or is that
one?
Is that one?
Is
no,
that the is one?
That, no, it's a really busy year. I don't think we're going to be able to fit any dead soldiers in this month.
Yeah. Well, and the wars have stopped, so we don't have the dead soldier funerals anymore. So we need to hate something else, and it's Fantasy
it's
Fest.
Breasts.
Oh, they're like telling, like no kidding. They're on the mic, like pointing people out, like Jesus is sending you straight to hell.
Yeah.
And like, they're like,
it's like a girl wearing like devil ears and like a skirt. And she's like, what, what?
I think that was the only other time I've heard the word I just said out loud in my life, besides in a room with
Westboro
you people.
Westboro
Back. Westboro Back.
I mean, they kind of coined it. I mean, they kind of made
coined it.
They made it hateful. Let's just say that.
Yeah, true.
You know, back in the day, wasn't hateful.
Yeah. It was just a joke.
it was a good joke.
Before Westboro came along, it was funny as hell. It definitely wasn't.
Have you ever seen the movie Monster Squad?
Yeah.
They say it like 18 times in that movie. And it's for kids.
I can't say I have, actually.
Monster Squad. It's a great movie. It's on Paramount Plus.
They kept pointing at women with their tits out, and they're like, "Put those away. Those are for milking babies," and like just all
milking
this stuff.
Babies. Yeah. Like, oh yeah,
yeah.
I'll milk them right now.
I love milk. But yeah, it was pretty wild. We just bar hopped for a while, you know, and we kept going to candy stores. That was a really good time. That was the highlight. That was
candy. Yeah, dude. They'd be like, every
that
time
was
we passed
the highlight.
A cookie or
Brent,
candy
dude,
sucks.
Brent Pella, dude. Pella was so glad that
he was there with Brent Pella.
Yeah, I'm glad he was in on it, dude, because he was like, dude, he's like, one thing about me, I fucking love candy. And I was like, hell yeah, dude. And
bro,
he's like, let's go in here. He's like, let's go get some.
I saw his fucking tote bag.
Yeah, dude. He's like, let's go get some punch. I was like, okay. And we go in there, and they had like homemade Reese's cups. I was like, shit, yeah. I was like, I'm gonna get a few Reese cups and stuff. And dude, he had like two gigantic bags, just every fucking.
And he's
thing
offering
that they
everybody
have.
Like, hey, and you want a chocolate covered Oreo? The girl's like, fuck no.
And he's just dancing at the bar eating chocolate.
Do you guys have 10 meter long Nerds ropes? Can you wrap them around my neck like one of those real weird tribal necklaces? And I can just eat it and just keep sort of pulling into it for the next 2.5 hours, just gonna uncoil itself like a python in my mouth.
But we did that the first night, and the second night we went to a ultra-sized cookie shop.
Oh,
that was
God,
great, man. Like, just drunk as shit, and then having like a fresh chocolate chip cookie right from the oven.
It was
dude,
the size of a manhole cover.
It was huge.
Caleb came out
it
like
was
with
awesome,
both hands.
Dude.
Like, oh, man. I'm like, we're in a crowd of 70,000 people.
Dude,
you have a
was,
cookie this big, the size of a pizza.
Sounds like you're about like to make some
in,
fucking friends.
In
yeah,
heaven,
honestly.
Dude, in heaven. Yeah. It was like such a
no,
good
no, that was
cookie.
Not heaven.
Yes, it
no,
was.
There was
tits everywhere.
Puke on the ground.
There was dudes coming up, dicks flopping into me. They were grabbing chunks of my cookie. There were some big
I was having to fight all these old men.
There's puke on the ground.
Brent Pella was
pepper spraying kids from California.
Half chewed Sour Patch Kids falling out of his mouth while he's diving face first into my fucking manhole cover cookie. It was fucking awesome.
It was pretty cool.
We were all so horned up expecting those fine ass ladies any second. Never saw them.
Never
but we
saw
all
them.
Have diabetes. It
Never
was fucking awesome.
I just kept running back to this tiny bar that no one went to because it was
that's
calm.
What we kept ending up.
Yeah, because you could order a drink.
Yeah.
You know,
like, everything else was so packed.
We walked like a mile and a half to get to this bar that they're like, oh, we're going to this Irish bar. And we get there, like, you can't even get in. It's
we're
just
like,
a wall of people. And then, like, Brent's like, I'll take 15 shots of Jameson. And the guy's like, got this. Dude, everybody's just blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, like, you can't move. Like,
yeah.
You're
just serving him a giant you're just, cookie. Yeah. And you're like, all right, another cookie. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, it was great. Oh, yeah. The cookie really topped those nights off.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
A good old Key West.
And then we went to a car wash with a bunch of Navy or special operations divers in short shorts. Soaping up the cars.
Nice.
Yeah. And we stared for a good hour.
Oh, that's fair.
They washed Caleb.
No, that's not true. I went inside to get a drink.
Yeah, you did.
I was like,
came
I can
out
handle
sparkling
it.
Clean.
Yeah, it was weird.
Like,
he came
God.
Out. He was super polished.
My poop has come out fucking looking like a perfect sausage every day.
Yeah,
the inside of my
crazy.
Butthole is just, they hit it with a fucking, with a
They degreased it, dude.
You know?
Yeah, they degreased
Man,
it.
They
night.
Went in there with a buffing
dude,
wheel.
You gotta
and just
use
fucking,
a corn-based degreaser,
left.
Otherwise you're gonna mess your colon up.
Yeah.
It's a corn-based degreaser. You can even get a corn, like a dried corn cob, and it's on one of those things that attaches to the bottom of your rump, and
you
just
put it in and
yeah,
spin.
You get it in and you spin it. And it's just, you know, it's like one of those apple peelers.
Yeah,
that just sounds like corn on a DeWalt drill.
Yeah. Putting corn on a DeWalt drill,
basically.
Oh, I'm a Milwaukee man personally, but as far as going in my ass, I'd
are
be
you Milwaukee?
To, yeah, I'd be willing to let a DeWalt go in there.
Yeah,
well, DeWalt's got the torque, but Milwaukee lasts long.
I've been trying to think. Is Milwaukee who I want to go with?
You know, it Milwaukee got the they had like the game cornered, but I think DeWalt's got some pretty solid batteries now.
You think?
Yeah, yeah.
Got some good Where shit. Are you?
Dude, I like Cobalt, man.
I was gonna
I
say
like
he's
Cobalt.
Ryobi, but I was
yeah,
right
I like
there.
Cobalt.
Dude,
Cobalt?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah,
I've only got a Lowe's got, man.
Yeah,
dude.
I grew up Lowe's and I love blue.
Yeah,
I love that
They've
blue.
Got,
dude.
They got Lowe's and a hauler.
I mean, you got to drive a couple hours to get to the Lowe's when you grew up in a hauler.
Oh, the bigger hauler.
Yeah, yeah, you got to get to the big hauler.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
That's where Lowe's is at.
I do too.
Yeah,
2 hours to the Lowe's.
Yep. It is. Too.
Damn, I'm missing a 14 millimeter socket. Boy, well, get in the car.
Fucking shit, I'm so fucked.
Load up the wagon.
Yeah,
yeah, 4 hour drive to get a socket.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pretty much.
12 point, too. Yeah. That's 12 point. Yeah. I had a boy in 6 point. I had all day, boy. Then the old change on my regular. He come around by Doc Bank and all. 2 hour drive again. Lord knows I ain't going to make it. No cutlass. They got no tire on that boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. So
it is.
Going back like that. Back
I've laughed too hard today.
When I worked at Advance, that's what they sound like coming in, dude. And that's the shit they would say.
You worked at Advance stealing full throttles.
Yeah, I did. I did steal a lot of full throttles.
It's statute of limitations. Like Advance can't come after you anymore. It's been 80 years.
Yeah, it's been so many years.
Yeah. 2 years. Yeah. Now.
You were drinking the NOS.
Yeah, I was on the throttle, dude. I was fucking revved up every day.
No. Yep. Have you ever had a full throttle?
Fuck no.
Yeah. I mean, what are you talking about? He doesn't even eat meat. Of course, he's not going to have a full throttle, dude.
Eat this right
That's
here,
poison.
Dude. Can we open it? What happens if we open it?
There's a gas.
Pressurized.
There's a gas that comes out.
Is there an odor? Yeah, has anybody opened this in a while? Or
yeah,
no?
Yeah. It's been a while. Yeah. You can take a look.
Yeah, you can give it a
sniff. That's a bona fide chicken sandwich.
There's nothing. Nothing there.
Oh, no. There's stuff there.
It's like just a hint.
It smells like my great grandma's house.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you keep smelling it?
Because he misses
her.
Granny?
He puts on a moo-moo and just starts crying.
Yeah.
You left me out of the well, but you're right. I deserved it.
It's just the bready. It's just that weird bread.
it's like flour.
It's like
a musty flour.
Yeah,
musty flour.
But also a grandparent. Yeah.
Uncle Jerry's musty flour.
We were talking today about just doing it. No, I don't. I can... I know exactly what you guys were talking about, but we were thinking we need a T-shirt that just has that on it.
Yeah.
Oh man, I like it, dude. Can you do a time lapse? Can you do like three options for the shirt, and each shirt gets a little more off-white?
Yeah,
it gets a little sadder.
Yeah, thankfully there's no.
I don't know. It hasn't
changed.
It hasn't changed.
It's really not. So
when did it hit peak? Thisness.
I mean,
probably like
day
a good
one.
Day before he bought it.
Day one.
Literally, that's when I opened it.
Yeah,
and Caleb
it
goes, "Do not eat that. Yeah. What is wrong with it? It looked exactly like this."
Same.
What establishment was this from?
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Of course,
it's 7-Eleven. I mean, allegedly.
Yeah, something like that. Some corner store like that. Who knows?
Yeah.
We don't want them getting mad or nothing. But
they'll be like, hey, something like that. Y'all got to get that chicken sandwich off your table there. You're making us look bad. It's like, but we did buy it from your store, and so it won't decompose.
And somewhere we've got video footage of us doing so.
Yeah.
So it's not a lie.
I mean, I think it's real. It's a nice addition. It really ties the room together. You got laser light tubes. You got your horny fucking kid shell murdered stuff. You got fucking bejeweled skull bash here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you got fucking your squish.
It's all here. Everything
it's
you can
it's
want.
All here.
You don't need to leave.
Fucking Garden Ridge.
You don't
bonsai.
Have to go home.
Yeah, yeah.
You're here now.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
That's the most upsetting sentence I've heard in about 8 minutes.
This was a marathon.
Yeah,
it's
I kind of have a headache.
I
from
do too.
I feel
laughing so,
I laugh
I
think, so hard.
I feel like we all came into this after a long day already.
Yeah,
we were all fucking. We were all wrecked.
My Our eyes are tired now.
At least.
Yeah. This was a
It, it took me a minute to recover after that day from laughing so hard. I literally for a moment I was like,
same
out of it. I was like,
I
holy
thought
shit!
It's like I drained everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, well then we 9/11 gay dadded you.
Yeah,
after that.
Yeah, you
like
take
right
you take me up real
back,
high.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And once I'm down here, you knock me further down.
Yeah. We did too. Well, you did too. Well, like it was that time when that boy came in, he said, "You got a 12-point socket?" And you said, "What year make and model?" And he said, "It's just a socket."
Yeah, it's a
he
socket.
Said, he said, "What year make and model?" And he said,
"You
well,
need to know the color too." That's what they say. What do you need to know what color it is too?
He did too.
Look up that water pump gasket. It's funny looking. Look it up.
Look
it up.
You seen this?
Hey, look at all them hoes that will go.
It look like a dick, don't it?
It do. Got a little hoop there.
My car got a pecker.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, I'm horny as fuck, so I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah, okay. Probably have some chili on the way.
Yeah. We'll get you the necessary equipment.
Every part of this made me want to throw up.
Well, you're going to throw up more.
Good night.
Buckle
up.
Yes. Goodbye.
That's it.